Yes, what's happening, troops? It's Keep the Ball on the Ground. Me, Simon Ferret. Our sponsors, William Hill and the old Black Rooster. We've started a wee deal with the Black Rooster now. If you use a discount code, Where's All My Good Girls, you get 10% off your chicken. Joining me today, genuinely two of the most gorgeous guys in Scottish football. Well, just behind Pat Nevin, I would say. Paul Slayton and Kev Kyle. What's happening? We're back. How are you, lads?
Oh, here. Buzzing to hear this morning, obviously, that Slaney was back.
Yeah.
I even offered to pick him up, free of charge, no hassle, straight to his address.
And I didn't offer to bounce, either.
No.
Which is disgusting.
I bounced out of the house. Bounced out of the house, cartwheeled all the way to the motor, and we had a wee chat on the way here. Just
what were you chatting about?
Well, we were talking about what we were going to be talking about today. And I must say, it's absolutely brilliant to be
We've
back.
Missed you, mate.
Because I've been, and no point in telling lies, I became an absolute global superstar. Global.
Oh. And quite rightly so.
Quite rightly so. Yeah. I'm living the dream, and I do not want the dream to end, Kevin. And will it end? Absolutely fucking not.
There you go. I'm just thinking of you and you two in that taxi. Was it like a scene for Fake Taxi?
It was better than that.
It could have been.
It was better than that. The only thing that was missing was a couple of cameras. A couple of dodgy punters in the back.
Yeah.
But apart from that, it was safe. It was good. It was good listening.
I couldn't imagine you on Fake Taxi though. Oh, do you want to tack your strunner strip off?
To be fair, when they get in my taxi, they're like, "So where are you from, Stranraer? Oh, you sound Irish." Oh dear, no, aye.
Right, go. Tell us a story about the bit of stick you got for the last podcast.
Aye, obviously. A wee bit of the Morelos thing's still kind of lingering about there. I maybe need to meet up with him and he'll sit down. I don't know. But looking at the wee clips on Facebook, catching up with interviews that you do other than just this, and obviously that wee, this guy, I don't know what his name was, but he wrote a comment, something along the lines of, "I can't believe that Kevin Kyle ever actually played for Scotland. In fact, I can't even believe that Kevin Kyle became a footballer. There's hope for everybody in the game yet." So I just thought, I took personal offence to that. I don't take offence to anything because, like, just an opinion, just like, I have an opinion. So I just wrote a wee comment below it saying, I looked at his Facebook profile first, he had a couple of kids, ugly guy, really ugly. So I just put down, look mate, I can't believe that you've actually fathered two kids. There is hope there for everybody that's ugly in the world. And you're just proving that. 10 minutes later, deleted.
Deleted his comment.
Deleted. He deleted Absolutely his comment. Shocked. He was ruined. Take ruined. That. He was ruined. So
you're
don't
a man for him.
Aye. Don't mess with me when it comes to comments. Aye.
And talking about letting down as well, John Higgins let you down last night, Slaney, didn't he?
Absolutely. It was a special night, a very special night. Myself, John Higgins, Kieran Tierney. It was going to be one of the greatest tournaments set for a long time. Uh-huh. John Higgins was a no-show. But the problem was, I turned up with a snooker suit on. I had a snooker cue, and it didn't show. So, but there's a wee bit of tension now between me and John.
Why?
Just because of that no show.
You think
show.
He was scared?
Well, I don't know. I'm walking about the club shouting for him, and he was no show. So, listen, there will be a rematch coming up, and I certainly will be looking for him. But this is a true story here. He's going to China at the end of the month. End of the week, sorry. Yeah. All right, Si?
Yes.
Now, you've got his number. Is that correct?
Correct.
Now, listen, he's gone to China. I would love to go to China with him, and this is true, right? This has been serious here, because see when snooker players, they need somebody to pick the balls out, didn't they? See when they're practicing.
What?
See when they're practicing on the snooker table, uh-huh. And they pot the blue or they pot the colours, they need somebody to obviously take. I don't mean in the match, I mean practice.
Would you let him pot your brown? Right, so John, why don't we do it now? We'll take
so you want to be as a ball collector for a day?
See, because I've always watched the snooker players practicing, and they've always got a guy walking about the table for them. They're mates that to keep them company. So I think it'd be great for me and John to do that together. A flight out to China, me and him sitting
right.
Together.
Right, well, yes, please. Sent. All right, mate. Can Slaney come to China with you on Friday?
Has it been sent? Can I see that, Sai, if you don't mind?
With you on Friday, yeah. Well, if we get a reply on the show, we'll let you know. There you go, mate. Sent.
Brilliant. I watched your interview, Si William. He's an absolute, he's a hero of mine. For the last, 15 to 20 years watching him, me and my brother, every single semi-final or final he's in, we run out near the end because we're too nervous to watch. I swear to God, in case he gets beat, so my dad phones.
Do you sit with the suit on when he's playing?
My dad does.
With that, what, the famous suit? Does he could polish the balls for the rest of his sleeves. Right, enough of the snooker, we're on to the football, right?
Oh, brilliant.
The nation is lower than Wilshire. after day two performances, we're going to start with a 3-0 defeat to Kazakhstan. Kev, what'd you make it?
It wasn't good.
No.
This has not got to go down too well, right? But I was buzzing. I was. Quietly, I was buzzing. Because see that Faroe Islands result when I played all the years ago? They forget about that now. Because all we're going to talk about for the next 16, 17 years is Kazakhstan 3, Scotland 0.
Terrible, wasn't it?
Kev, what is that feeling like?
Well, we had that conversation in the car, and what the boys would feel after that defeat the other night, I went through that back in 2002, 2003, whatever it was, when we played the Faroe Islands. You go there looking at your teammates, the team that's been selected, and you know that, right, we turn up the night, we play well, we win the game, and that bit, it doesn't need to be pretty, it doesn't need to be exciting, just get the 3 points and get out of there. And the build-up, saw the build-up, and you say things. I was inexperienced in that terms, so when they're asking me questions about you're playing against fishermen, I'm like, I will beat these fishermen and what have you. And then when you go 2-0 down, and you're like, oh my God, these fishermen are absolutely...
Pumping us.
Aye, they're brilliant. So, thankfully, with Barry Ferguson and Paul Lambert, two unbelievable footballers, experienced, got us out a wee hole that day, and we escaped with a draw, and... took a lot of stick afterwards, and it was only the days and weeks after that you actually realise how much of a disaster it really,
was. See, what's getting criticised, playing for your country or for a big club?
Playing for your country is tough.
Is it?
Aye.
Why?
Because your country, you only come around every now and then, every quarter you play, uh-huh, a couple of games, whereas your club, you can rectify it the following Saturday. Didn't rectify it the following Saturday, you keep trying, and eventually, hopefully, things will turn round, but with your country... you might not get called up again.
Did you get abuse when you came back?
For his missus?
No, well, I didn't quite get abuse, because what happened was when we landed back at Glasgow, I took the wee motor down to Shara and ended up in the nightclub and down there for a couple of hours to try and give myself some happy about it. But the bar pass was butt jumping that night.
So what's a bigger shithole, Faroe Islands or Shana?
I've a Baith and Par.
Right, Slaney, we're lucky. We've got one of the game's tactical geniuses. Yeah, what went wrong? Here we go, I'm looking forward to this.
Well, no, Shy, I really don't know.
Selection, formation?
I don't know. I don't want to sit here, see when somebody's down or somebody's in a bad way, there's nothing worse than a dirty coward coming for you and kicking you when you're down.
But you're gonna.
And I certainly will. No, I really don't know, Shy. I don't know. They're certainly the need to sort it out. That's kind of continue. That is not acceptable for Scotland. And I don't want to just blame certain people, because I don't know. Because it's that bad a result. And even for San Marino, they looked all other places.
Think you could play for San Marino?
Aye, and yeah. Scotland, right now. Up front, yes please.
Do you know what I was saying?
Burnley, pull your socks up!
I was sitting in the house with the wee man, right? He's only eight. Only eight, one of my kids, Harry. And I says to him...
Cracking boy.
Would he go for a lunch with Slaney?
Oh, aye, easy. Uh-huh. I said to him, it need to be McDonald's, though. Everyone playing.
Anyway.
So I said to Harry, I says, oh my God, Harry, this San Marino's rubbish. I says, me and your brothers could beat this mob. He turned around and says, Dad, could we actually?
By the way, Graham Shinney's came in for a lot of criticism.
We were talking about this in the way here.
Do you think he's been made a scapegoat here?
Absolutely.
Graham Shinney, like I said to Slaney, Graham Shinney has had a good season for Aberdeen. Right, he's been playing well. There's talk of him, I think his contract's up at the end of the season, so there's talk of him going south, so there's clubs interested in him. He's turned up for Scotland, played in a position that he hasn't played in all season. Mm. No particularly played great at it. Is that really his fault? Should the manager maybe have put somebody in
Barry
there?
Barry Douglas or somebody Barry plays Douglas, there should, every
week. Uh-huh. Always play players in their position.
Yeah.
Because when you don't, you're setting yourself up for falls. And Graham Shinney didn't become a bad player because he had 90 minutes against Kazakhstan. It's a combination of a lot of things. So I wouldn't be jumping on the Graham Shinney bandwagon. The guy was unfortunate, and somebody needs to be made a scapegoat. Unfortunately, he's that guy.
I feel sorry for him.
It's no fair.
What is? Can you remember your worst performance in football, Slaney?
Do you know what? I was a bad trainer, but very good in the games. When there's a crowd there, I want to impress. In training, there's no, so I ain't interested, do you know what I mean? But in the games, I was always good at Murrow.
Always good.
When I went to Celtic, we played a reserve game at Middlesbrough, I think it was away. And Neil Lennon was the reserve manager. And the first 20 minutes, I actually got moved three positions. And that is no word to lie. I hope people don't think I came on here and tell lies, because every story I tell is the truth. That is why I'm so successful. But it is, I get moved, I started right wing, get moved to left wing, and then get put up front in the first 20 minutes at half time. That's exactly what the team talk was. I've moved you 3 fucking positions. So it was really disappointing. And then the journey home, you could imagine how I was feeling. I was hopeless that day.
How many Mars bars do you have on the way back?
Quite a lot, to be honest. My diet's never been the best, to say the least. That's why my skin is in a mess. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. He's back!
Is John Higgins message yet? Right, we'll send him a voice note. Kev, worst game, remember one in particular?
Probably the Faroe Islands.
Was it? Why were you so bad? Nerves?
Nerves. The stage got the better of me. Mm-hmm. I just thought if I went out and did what I was supposed to do, it would have been fine. But fuck me, did I try everything and it no work? Mm-hmm. Hit ball come in, just a wee easy header tap in. I'm trying to fucking hammer it with the head and totally missed it. Come off my shoulder. I'm like, oh my God, this is getting worse. Ball coming up, just control it. Didn't even see it through my legs. I'm like, oh, this is Barry Ferguson and Paul Lambert's thinking, who the fuck is this we've got up front today?
Were they caning you, Kevin?
No, they were all right. They were obviously unhappy. But their experience obviously helped everybody else, because Bertie was having a fucking nightmare. The picture of Portugal they put up in the dressing room before the game, that was fucking done after 15 minutes. Put a picture of Portugal up in the wall and says, this is where we're going to. And I was like, is that with Jake too? Or fucking easy Jake, because I wasn't even the Scotland national team. And honestly, it was just one of the days where... honking. I also had a bad game at Coventry. The fans were right on my case. They hated me. I didn't particularly love them either, but they hated me. Get sent off. So 3 game suspension. First game back, I thought, yeah, that's it. I'm going to fucking prove my worth today. 10 minutes in, sent off again. So that was it. That was the end of my Coventry career.
Brilliant.
So what about you? Did you
have any good games? Ones?
Oh, Dundee had a couple of shockers, man. We were did beating you? Aberdeen 3-1, 13 minutes to go, and I could see Hartley was looking around at me. £600 a win if you get on the pitch, by the way. So you're thinking, get me on for the last... I didn't even want 30 minutes, I want 5 minutes, just to make sure. Oh. 13 minutes he's put his
see, on. See, mate, when you're having a bad
fucking
game...
Fucking 3-3 finished. That was absolutely honking.
See, when you're having a bad game, tell us about what goes through your head.
You just think, I'm done. I'm done.
You just want the grunt to, like, open a big hole and swallow you up. Make you disappear.
I'm no joking here. And I'm 100% serious. Seeing the games, or even in training... I'm looking at places in the pitch where I can hide.
Where you're not going to get the ball.
I'm not going to get the ball, and I love standing behind the defender and asking for it, and I know I can't get it. So the manager thinks I'm asking for it. Being interested in getting it, and I do not want it.
But it's mad, even a 5-yard pass, you can't do it.
Oh, it's like your legs just goes down. You get jelly belly, your legs turn.
But see that, see when you get that, see the next. Do you. Well, right, the next game I'm going to put this right.
No, I'm a coward.
I'm exactly the same. I don't want to play ever again. I want to ruin my career.
I always thought I could make it better.
Did you?
Fucking 99.
That's why you play in the Premier League.
Exactly. No. That's why you're in the big box, mate. Right, Graham Jones interview, we need to talk about it. Did you see he looked like he'd been drinking the cans of Monster with you, mate. He was
supposedly he had 5 cans of Monster that one day and a few lattes. Listen, No, listen, I've heard of a few of the boys that he's actually meant to be amazing. He's meant to be amazing.
Who was that? Snoddy that told you?
He never told me. He told Scotty.
Right.
So he told Scotty that he's brilliant. I don't know. I think it was, to be honest, what he was coming up with, it was a lot of pish, to say the least. I think Celtic played over in Kazakhstan in around 2 days, and Scotland took 3 days. So the time difference, the Scotland were wrong in what they was actually saying. And
Does that not worry you about?
Aye, and create a bubble. Create a bubble about what? Win the game. Stop thinking Monster as well, Graham. What a lovely man.
Graham. An interview like that at all?
Obviously, when I'm looking at the wee headlines we've got here to talk about and bad timing for Graham Jones, my first thought was, what's the Swansea manager got to say? Didn't even know who Graham Jones was, right? But now that you've said what you've said, I remember making the wee man some lunch and this interview came on.
Is this Harry again?
No, it was Danny. And
Did Harry get any lunch? No.
He got a wee ham sandwich. Crack, and
plain.
Aye, crack and boy. Aye, plain. Plain. So I'm sitting watching Sky Sports and this guy with a Scotland tack is on is going, yeah, and we're just waking up at 3 in the afternoon and I'm thinking, what? So I don't get all that. No. Because you just go and you adjust. Mm-hmm. It's like going out in the night out, right? You come in at 6 in the morning steaming, you're still up at 10 o'clock ready to go again. You don't think, oh, I missed out in 7 hours
sleep.
Well,
Kev, you're spot on, because I went out to LA, which is a 12-hour flight, and then I got a 6-hour sleep and was up and was putting on a session for Argentinian coaches. So,
you know what
I
mean?
And I was leading the session.
And how was the session?
Absolutely pathetic, to say the least. No, it was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. But what I must say is, it's fine. I imagine teams, Kev, he won't be the only team, Scotland won't be the only team doing this about time difference. I imagine teams will do it, but why come out and say it like that?
Yeah,
and
make a miss.
He came out and used Everdoon, massive analysis. What a massive analysis are you talking about? You're working with the elite players of the country, the best players, they're all at the top clubs, so they know exactly what's going on. You probably need a guy in there, but it was totally right to come out and say that, I believe.
Have you ever had a coach that you thought, what the fuck are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Can Many. You say what they said?
Well, we played a game one time.
You didn't, and then just tell us what this.
We had a possession game one time where one team had 2 touch and the other team had no touches. Fuck me. That's all I'm going to say in that.
Yeah, as no, it's made you angry, that.
No touches. What are you meant to do there?
What would the, see if you'd
say that, I'm telling you, absolutely loved the no touches, so I couldn't get away.
I was once at a lower league club in Scotland, right? And seeing him was that bad one Tuesday night, I just went, I'm away up the road, boys. I can't deal with this. Went to Arthur Park, jumped in my motor and drove home. Because what this guy was putting on in front of me was nothing short of shambolical.
Shambolical?
You would not even have done that in FIFA 19.
No, it's not Higgins.
That's no. But no, I'm not naming any names. Right, anyway.
Right, back to Scotland. Strikers, big worry for me. Who's your man to play up front, Kev?
I'll be honest with you, 6 months, lose a bit of timber, I'm back.
Aye, I would get you
I'm
in.
Back.
I would get you in.
No, I would say, looking at it, I think, I don't know what's going on with Lee Griffiths behind the scenes or how where he's at and his recovery and things like that, but we could do with a wee man sorting the selling and carrying up. I'll be honest with you. Look at everything we've got, let's focus on getting Lee Griffiths right, because when that wee man's performing well, he's a cracking new player.
Aye.
He's a goal scorer. Games like that the other night, when you're struggling to break teams down and you might only get a wee half chance, that's the kind of guy you need. So forget your all of them at Burnley who are inexperienced and you're, who else did we help there?
McNulty came on, didn't he?
McNulty missed an absolute sitter. Mm-hmm. That happens. You know what I mean? A big stage, big moment, but that's where the good players get paid the big bucks because they put their chances away. So McNulty will learn from that experience and he'll come on, you know, he'll learn and think, right, get that chance again, you've got to take it. But ultimately, we need to find out and make sure that when the next time they call up, can we get Lee Griffiths back?
You're spot on. I just hope.
And Patterson played up there as well, Slaney.
Don't know what's happened.
He took a bad fall.
That's all came for Neil Warnock.
Do you think?
Well, he played in
there. Neil Warnock,
and that sums
Scotland
him up.
Team,
That sums Neil Warnock up for playing him up front. There you go. Let's get back to, I believe Griffiths is the man for Scotland, but first and foremost, I hope he gets himself right. Just take as much time off as possible to get yourself right, but I believe he is the man. He gave me my greatest day when he scored the 2 free kicks at Hampden, and it was really. No, I wasn't there. My dad and sister were there. They had an amazing time. But that the 2 free kicks for England at Hampden, it shows you how big a character he is on the pitch. But what was I going to say there? What was I going to say there, Si?
I don't know, mate.
Can't remember either.
It'll be good, whatever it is.
It'd be great to get him.
Unfortunately, we don't have an abundance of strikers to pick from. Like, it's all right, all of it. What's his name?
McBurnley.
Aye, him. McBurnley Transport, right? The haulage company. McBurnley, is it McBurnley?
Aye, have to wear your socks down on the bus.
He's scoring a few goals in the English Championship, but it's very difficult to take a player who doesn't know anybody else and make them a team. Do you know what I mean? We've got too many individuals. And we need to maybe concentrate and maybe spending more time together so that we are ready. I don't know how we
Just, I'm just going to say this quickly about the future of Scotland. We need to get, see the indoor hang at Tory Glen. Now, I know people say in Brazil and Argentina, they don't have that, but their weather's great. Coaching, see, for the last 4 months at coaching, all it does is pour down the rain. Kids are starting getting freezing, young kids. So it's no good. We need to get the indoor setting at Tory Glen. We need to get them built everywhere. We really do, I believe.
So that's your thing.
Because I think we need to solve everything, but it's a start. We're technically behind, and we can't do a lot of technical work with our kids because you can't have them storing about. You have to keep them constantly moving, and I feel we are lacking that way, so I think that would help.
Thing I wanted to ask you about.
Sorry for boring, was there?
I've seen a bit on Twitter about fans raging that the players didn't sing the national anthem. Now, Stevie Wonder would sing it beautifully, but you wouldn't put him in goals, would you? What's your take on that, Kev? Load of
rubbish.
I'll
be honest, people say to you, what's the best thing about playing for your country? Well, that there, right there, is the best thing about playing.
Is it singing
country.
The
to me,
right?
Like getting on the park's great, wearing the strip, but see standing there as an 11 players out of this wee 5 million nation that we've got, and you're standing there singing your national anthem, see the goosebumps that gives you? It's incredible.
Right.
And for me, like, I can't sing worth a fucking... I'm nowhere near as good as...
This man, no, I'm a great
but
singer.
See, when I sing Flower of Scotland, I think I'm Pavarotti. Honestly, I get loud.
I
remember
that.
The 21s, they had Dan Fletcher, man, he was the loudest. He proper sung his heart out. And to me, that's what it's all about, because that gives you that feeling, all right, come on, let's do this. But some people choose not to sing it. What their reasons are, that's up to them.
I agree with you about the singing. It's brilliant, meaning it goes along with him singing. But I don't think Scott Brown sings, does he? And he's one of the biggest characters on the pitch. Right. Do you know what I mean? He's a winner on the pitch. So I don't know. It's maybe some people are just a wee bit embarrassed to sing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
What about you?
I would sing.
Would you sing?
Just the fact to sing.
What I wanted to ask you as well, obviously the San Marino game, sitting game, what was the manager thinking? Nae Forrest for the start?
Well, I don't know.
Is that enough for you?
I didn't watch it after that, because I watched the highlights of it. But I'll tell you one thing. James Forrest kept Scotland's dreams alive the last two games, scoring goals, winning Scotland games.
Oh, and the Israel games in that, huh?
I mean, he carried Scotland day games single-handedly, if you ask me, and for him not to play. I have heard through a wee source that he might have been struggling with something. I'm not sure.
Right.
I'm not too sure.
Source, James Forrest himself. Huh?
No, it wasn't actually. It wasn't. At
the end of the day, if your best players are fit, you play them. You find a way to play them.
I think that he must have been strong, because if he wasn't, then that is no right. That is certainly no right.
You talk about the Nations League playoff. Is that Scotland's best chance of qualifying them?
Do you know what? I think it's. I think after the sneak in that playoff place initially, there was a wee bit of optimism, because we played all right.
Mm-hmm.
And now these two games, they totally deflated us back to square one again. So does it really matter, this playoff place? Because we're just going to get humped anyway on the evidence of the last two games.
Yeah.
So I think now it's a case of, right, these two games, they're out the way, they were shocking, forget about them, and let's concentrate on the next two and see if we can move forward, because we can't keep going like that. It just wasn't good. It just wasn't... It just reminded me very like the Bertie Vokes times. Like I was there. I knew what that felt like. I felt like, right, I've been called up here on merit, or what? I hadn't even played for Sunderland first team, and I was picked for my national team. Oh. That's insane. Mm-hmm. But Bertie Vokes saw enough of me at some point somewhere to think, right, he's good enough to do a job for us. I doubted myself, and sometimes I questioned why I was picked, but I was picked, and I thought, if I get an opportunity, I'll try my best. Maybe some of the guys in that squad are feeling the same things.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it becomes a poison chalice. You're having a rosy time at your club, and you go away international, and you're like, oh man, this is totally deflating me. And it's a knock-on effect.
Is that because you know you're not good enough for that level?
It's not because you don't know. You never ever think you're not good enough. You just question yourself.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Because I'm just in that dressing room there with some like seasoned pros, time after time, and I'm thinking, what have I actually done to deserve getting here? Like, I need... turned in and scored 25 goals or something this season. I scored 25 in the reserves or the youth team, but I hadn't even done it for the first team. So how all of a sudden am I good team good enough to be
a Scotland player?
Uh-huh. Like, I'm no disrespecting my opportunities I got, and I'm grateful for them, and it's gave me a wonderful experience, but just the wrong time for me. And I think that's the case with some of the players in this current team. It's the wrong
absolutely
time.
Honestly, I hope we
I don't know, every time you got to speak a lot.
Oh, sorry. Don't have to say sorry either. I absolutely love
you've modelled your hair on Alex McLeish today, so.
Aye.
Would you.
Heck off.
Oi, would you keep him? There's been calls for a change of manager already.
I was speaking to Kevin anyway here. I know we've said that a few times, but see, when I grew up, obviously, listen, I'm a big Celtic fan, and I didn't like Alex McLeish as the Rangers manager because he was a winner.
Mm-hmm.
And he had that about him, and his teams were hard to beat, and you knew you were going to be in for a game, and he was successful with Rangers, and listen, he's a serial winner, and he's had an unbelievable career. I don't feel the same way only when he's talking and that, I don't feel that same passion. So I don't know what's going on. I certainly don't feel that. And listen, 10 years ago, he was the man, but I don't think he is anymore.
What about, if they were to change him, would you stick with the ginger? The last two have been gingers, you're a ginger, would you? Gary, maybe Gary Megson?
No, can't stand him.
Gary Megson, there's a blast from the past.
Gary Megson, one of the worst managers of all time.
Aye.
Behind Venables.
Don't have a clue. Don't even know who he is.
Who would be your choice if he did? You like Jack Ross, don't you?
I love Jack Ross. I don't know if he's too young. But the only thing they say that to manage your country would be unbelievable. And even if you get a 3-year deal and it doesn't work out, if you're the manager of Scotland, you're going to come away and there'll be still opportunities there. I don't think he'll want to take that now. Steve Clarke, is he away to Fulham? Have you heard there's rumours that Steve Clarke will be the next Fulham manager. I'd love to see him at Scotland. I think he'd be unbelievable. I think he would take us to the next level and get us into the tournaments that we need to be in.
See, the thing for me, though, when you watch England the night after and they've got a young manager and it's fresh ideas and you just
That's the difference. You watch that game last night, it's not quite happening for Hudson-Odoi. Played unbelievable. But at the beginning, it wasn't really happening. So what does he do? Makes a quick change. Sterling, you go in that wing. Hudson-Odoi, you go in that wing. Bang, they end up 5-1 and two of them are brilliant.
Yeah.
Just taking chances, whereas we're just like...
Do you like that idea?
We're just basic. This is what we're playing. We're playing a 4-4-2 of the day or a 4-5-1, and if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out.
Do you like that,
Mike Bassett, innit?
Do you like that idea, Si, of Southgate was with under 21s,
yep,
and he's in that setup and
knows, I like that. Knows the boys ahead,
know the boys, I like that, I think. And somebody was saying about Southgate that there's no any more of those wee groups in England that are all together. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? There's no Man United together or whatever, so enough about Southgate.
Well, Ireland have done it as well. McCarthy, isn't it? They've put a young manager in at the 21s.
Aye. He's going to take over, that boy.
Who is the 21s manager?
Never heard of the man. Cracking guy.
Stephen Kenny, who used to be the Dunfermline manager.
Dunfermline, that's
right. So he's in at
the 21s. Aye, he's definitely taking over the full team squad when Mick retires at the end of this campaign.
I think it's a good idea.
Aye, I think it's good, aye. I certainly do.
Is there anyone you could see that doing that for Scotland?
Yeah. But we've got great coaches in this country. There's a lot of, I've said before, at community level who are numpties, but we've got a lot of great coaches. A lot of great coaches. So I think we need to be brave and give these young guys. As we were saying, you kind of just put them right in there, but put them in to learn off of somebody, and then when it's their time, they'll step in, because the young players coming through will know him really well, and it'll be a great success, that model.
John's text back, John Higgins.
You're joking.
Absolutely not, ain't interested. That's what he said.
Feel sick. Feel sick.
No, I'm kidding. He said, he's some man, Simon. You'll have to come for a game with him and Kieran when I'm back.
Unbelievable. What a man, honestly. And I must say about Kieran Tierney, that man is in a different level that I've ever met. Seriously. He's the best.
Snooker-wise?
No, the best of snooker players. But he was a champion. But I must say, he is one of the best men I've ever met. I'm no kidding on. Right. I have never came across somebody as humble, as modest, very funny boy, and his work rate and everything about him. I'm obsessed with the guy. I really are. He's just absolutely amazing.
We'll send that clip to James Forrest. I don't think he'll be too happy with what you've just...
This could affect Celtic's title on them 2-4
now. Can I say about...
I'm not passing you because you're slaying his man, mate. No, his man, mate.
I'd date me a flat with Rafe too. Us three in it together.
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
See,
absolutely zero, you know what, but...
I don't know about that, by the way. No, absolutely.
Right.
No, can I just say something?
Yeah, of course you can, mate. You can say you want.
Are we on to the...
No, I know yet. You want to keep it for that?
That's
right. Okay. Oh, we're going to talk about journeys now. Kazakhstan, obviously, nightmare of a journey. Worst journey you've had in football, Kev?
Faroe Islands. We stayed in a hotel that had a grass roof.
I'm sick of hearing about the fucking Faroe Islands.
So am I.
That's a great story, that's fine.
Right, go.
That's a great one for the boat.
Stayed in a hotel with grass on the roof. The sheep were above us, fucking eating the grass, so couldn't they sleep.
What a noise that is, though.
Oh, man.
Eat the grass.
Waking up in the morning, we got a bus to a boat. We got a boat over an island, and then we got another bus to the match.
Name on that
was rotten.
What, was there any hotels next to the...
No, it was island to island, hoping about these islands to get there.
They shouldn't be in it, Faroes.
They shouldn't be in it, San Marino and that. Get them out, it's a waste of time.
Why, San Marino?
They beat us. What do you mean, get them out?
San Marino's, San Marino's beautiful.
Is it?
It's near Italy.
Italy, beautiful.
It's a lovely place there.
Beautiful.
That'd suit you, that sort of climate, wouldn't it?
But I was always brilliant in the summer. A summer player, but when I came to winter, I wasn't interested.
That's the worst journey I've had.
What about you, Slaney? Is it that Elgin trip?
Elgin.
That was a Elgin.
No, it wasn't. It was actually, remember the one with Stanley I was telling you about? That was a Kazakhstan team.
Oh, so it was.
We were there in Turkey. So I went earlier, and then they don't... I think I've told that one about they don't accept Scottish money. The Turkish airport, so I could not actually get in. to get my plane, and I'm screaming at the Turkish guy, I hope, listen to this, Turkey get beat every single day till the day I die. What that airport done to me, I couldn't get in the country, Kev. So probably that is the worst trip. And at Edinburgh Airport, I actually fainted, I collapsed.
Why?
I was rushing so much in the morning, and I hadn't eaten tea, and I just felt dead dizzy, and ended up waking up, and the airport staff were all in about. Is that isn't a no work?
He's got a history of low sugar,
he does, doesn't he? Is maybe need to check that out again.
Well, I don't know what it was. It ended up the airport staff. I never totally conked it, but I just felt dizzy, and I ended up taking a tumble, and the staff got round about us and helped us through it.
But you're fine now.
Oh, I'm feeling great now.
We done Swindon to Hartlepool. You played with Hartlepool, didn't you, mate? That was a fucking horrible journey. But anyway, first game of the season, went up there, got a 0-0. We played all right. I think you maybe were at Hartlepool at the time, nah?
Probably.
I can't remember.
What's happening about Christmas time?
No, nah, it was the first game of the season. We missed a penalty for a 0-0, so we went to Hartlepool anyway. We've had a horrible journey, 6 hours. Boys are no bad result. 1-0, first game of the season. Played quite well, battered them. Got in after the game. De Canio starts going off, he's fucking nut. 6 hour journey back. If I hear anyone laugh, I come up the back of the bus and I open your ass.
Sorry,
I just kept laughing. I just kept laughing. I swear to God, that
was it. I'm laughing.
Yes, please. Hey, Gaffer. Gaffer, I've got a joke for you.
Brilliant. What about trips that we've been on and you got a night out at the end of it? What about you, innit? Just Christmas do's?
Aye, Christmas do's. Christmas do's.
Lenny was a big one for letting you go out
there. Aye, but I was never... I was always reserved, so I was never in that. You were away with the America one, weren't you? I never go to that trip.
What's that question?
Like, so you'd have a long trip, say a pre-season trip, and you've had a night out at the end of it?
And you get a bevy after it.
Anything for us?
Oh,
whereabouts?
Sunderland, America.
Right.
America, right, for pre-season. I think it was 10 days. So we're doing this road trip around, like, I think it was North or South Carolina, somewhere like that. So at the very last game, Mixie's like, boys, you've done great. Pre-season was superb. You can go out tonight. So this other team we're playing was very collegey, like American pie. Picture the scene.
Uh-huh. He's Jimbo, like, with a pie.
Aye, honestly. They were like, come back to my party. We're having parties afterwards. Went back to a party at this guy's house, swim pool, the lot. It was just a scene of American pie.
Wow, I'd love to have been there. Oh, love to have been there.
Magic.
That's why it'll be a straight, innit?
Love all that.
So, what, Kevin Phillips or not?
No, it was no, it's either the 2000 Mick McCarthy either. Honestly, this was like running about with like plastic cups. Oh man, I'm on shots.
With Big Mick in the movies, Kevin? Would you ever get a pint of Big Mick?
Big Mick would hear a drink sometimes.
Is he a good top manager?
Ah, brilliant.
Is he? I think he'll be good with Ireland.
Aye, definitely. Brilliant guy. What you see is what you get. Big Mick, just great guy.
Right, Slaney, we're going to talk about Gary McAllister now, another...
Disgusting, shocking. By the way.
Terrible. Disgusting. Out with his wife at the weekend.
Disgusting,
what is wrong with these people, Slaney?
Totally disgusting, man, honestly. See if it was somebody, like, who said a bit for themselves or was maybe gave a wee bit out on Twitter and all that, and thought they were a hard man and all that, I still don't agree with that. But Gary McAllister, what are they doing? Seriously, it's vile.
Paul, he's one of the nicest guys in football.
I've heard that. Right. Honestly, these morons are disgusting, vile creatures. They should be locked away. Honestly, they're disgusting.
I'm reading the day that actually used a knuckle duster.
He's broke through his teeth.
Unbelievable. 12 Why? Stitches and 3 teeth. And his missus was trying to grab him to get... Unbelievable. Who does that?
I know. Animals, but it was in Leeds, where he's a Leeds legend, isn't he?
I know, but Leeds is a horrible place.
Is it?
Aye.
Why would somebody do that, though?
I know, it's scary. Is it going to come to the point where players can't even go out for something to eat?
I think it will.
It's like footballers are always easy targets because you play in front of a crowd. The crowd think they've got this divine right just to abuse you as and when they want to because they're allowed to do that.
I don't understand.
And it's the same out with football. I could walk down out of this part of the mall and somebody could shout.
They could
absolutely abuse me and think that's okay.
Uh-huh.
Where it's just, I'm just normal like them. It's just, there's this stigma about football that fans can go and just abuse you as and when they want to.
Have you been abused when you've been out with your family?
I've had a few bits of stick. My wife's had to restrain me a few times.
Vile, but honestly, it's absolutely... See, even when you go to the games and stuff like that, or you're watching a game and telling the ball goes out for a throw-in and the player goes out to get the ball, and you've got guys storing up and giving them abuse, like screaming abuse at them, but they're older guys, younger guys. It's not just... And they look quite, like, tidy guys. It doesn't look as if it's...
What, handsome?
No, look, a wee bit like that.
Did you ever get abused like that?
No, but see, I went to the Star Sixes a few months ago and a boy tried to punch me in the back of the head.
No way.
I swear to God, honestly, unbelievable. Me and my mate were leaving, right. And I was putting my jacket on, and the boy was like, brilliant. He said, you and Big Kev are brilliant in the podcast. So I was like, oh, brilliant,
you're
mate.
You mentioned
Mina. Mate, you're just too big for us too.
We're trying to get to your level. I'll tell you, we'll
get there.
No laughing, we're selling out the Hydro next year.
Absolutely.
Me, you, Jerry Simon and Kev Bridges.
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
And I would love my face on the Hydro. See where the lights are.
So would you be the main guy through the...
An evening with Paul Slane.
And Friends.
Wow. Oh, wow.
What would you be wearing? Suits?
Velvet.
For each guest, I would come out different dressed. Don't know if that's ever been said. And one guest I would come out bollock naked to, and I will not announce the guest.
Who is it?
George Slane. Right, so back to your story. What happened?
He never actually punched in the back of the head, but I was putting my jacket on, so he first said that you're great in the podcast, and he was kind of laughing. I think he was maybe had a drink in him, and then as I shook his horn, he came round with the other one and tried to swipe for us, and I was just like, what are you doing? And he just started laughing at us and walked away. My mate was like that at first, because he thought at first
it was a joke,
and then I was like, what is that guy doing? I said, It's not as if I'm playing with Celtic, it's not as if you play with Celtic, you deserve that, not at all, but you, there's idiots out there, but I don't even know why would you do that? I don't know, listen, if he ever tries it again, he'll
always tell you, younger guys when
he'll be wrestled to the ground, and my balls will be sitting in his head. Oh, not a problem.
My balls will be sitting in his head.
Fuck, I'm sorry, ma. I love you, hen.
Don't think that, what? It's finished 26.
I can't pick it up.
It's gone out of my fingers now, isn't it?
Oh, what a boy. What about you, Kev? Do you get positive comments when you're out and about in a taxi? Or not really?
Oh, no. You get a lot of people listening to this show. Like, not a lot of people. Thousands of people listen to this show. So a lot of people only say good things about, like, and I think this is good for the likes of me and Paul and even yourself, because it shows that us as ex-footballers or current footballers, we're just normal, down-to-earth people with some really funny shit to tell. And we've done a few more daft things than the normal human beings. But it's just the uneducated ones that think, oh, that Kevin Kyle's a tosser. Yeah, all right, mate, aye, good one, aye. I mean, tuck your teeth in. You know what I mean? Right. So you just take it on the chin.
You know what I mean? Right, we wish Gary McAllister a speedy recovery.
No, definitely.
Yeah, order. Right, man. Just on that, with fans coming up to you. So I went down to Swindon for a year on my own. Obviously done all right, so signed in the summer. And I took my missus down with us. We'd only been going out for a couple of months, so got a house in Swindon, and the first day, Swindon town centre's full of Swindon fans. You're guaranteed to get a Swindon fan. They're all fucking off their nuts. So I thought, I'll take my missus down, I'll get recognised, she'll be impressed, man. So sure enough, walking down the town centre, this wee mad guy comes running towards me, and I'm like, ah, yes, buzzing. And he comes up to me, he's like, all right, Stephen Seri. And do you know what, my missus still sort of said now, because she was like, I knew that you were trying to impress me by doing that. And the wee guy is absolutely killed us. Stephen Seri, man. I was like, fuck off.
Stephen Seri.
I give you your new name. Right, Celtic wee Rangers at the weekend. Is this the biggest tie between the two teams this season? Is it season defining for Rangers?
Aye, this is it. Because must if win. Rangers get nothing, then it's over.
Yeah.
But if Rangers get a win, it gives them hope. And they've got another game to play against them. So, if, say for example, Rangers to win the two games, it's 24 points. Mm. 4 points is nothing.
Because of the last game, Kev, Rangers beat Celtic and they played better than them. See, when you're playing in derbies like Tynecastle, Sunderland, does that last performance, does that play in your mind?
No, it plays in your mind from the aspect of the team that won the game. Rangers, their form's been hellish recently with the two draws. Mm-hmm. So, but they'll get into this game Saturday knowing that, see that 11 there? We beat them not so long ago. We'll do it again. Mm. And they'll forget about the two draws. But also the mindset of Celtic players are going to be, they got one up on us the last time, let's make sure that doesn't happen again. So it's going to be an intriguing encounter.
Mm-hmm. It'll be a great game, won't it? Slaney, what do you make of Celtic since Lenny's taken over? No, been playing great, but...
No, it doesn't... I hate calling him Lenny, it should be Gaffer for me. It's just
get your tongue out his ass, come on.
Yeah, absolutely. You're correct. Absolutely spot on. Lenny,
Mule.
Nearly, me nearly, right.
No, I certainly just watching it doesn't look totally himself. And I think that's just out of, he's a very smart guy, and he's came in as, again, their serial winner, Celtic, you know what I mean? So I don't think he wants to come in and start
changing everything.
But I think if he gets the job at the end of the season, then it'll become more in Neil Lennon's team, the way he plays. At the moment, I think he's just sort of getting himself in there.
It's a great point, mate.
I think it is. I do think that. But can I just say about...
Great bit of punditry there.
Great. I'm actually... The reason I haven't been on is I've been going all over the country with BT and Sky. They've been trying to tap me up.
I'm
not
kidding.
I'm no joking.
So is this you putting your resignation on?
I will never leave this company.
Yes!
Yes! Right, super. Yeah. The fans are buzzing.
I'm not doing that. The companies try to tell you what to say. I will never be a performing monkey, Sam.
Good, mate.
Can I, the Rangers-Celtic game, now this is going to be unbelievable punditry. I know we just said it the last time. Now, the first game, Rangers came to Celtic Park, correct?
Yep.
Alright, Rangers sat back and they get beat. Yep. After the game, Gerrard said he will never play like that again. So the next game, Gerrard came out all guns blazing, pressed from start to finish, won the game, correct?
Yep.
Now, we've got the game on Sunday. Do Rangers come to Celtic Park and play the same again?
I think they need to.
I think you're right, and I think it's the biggest mistake you'll make.
Right?
Because
why?
I think with Celtic here, I think with the crowd, if Rangers come out, right, I think they need to come out at one point, but I think if they come out for the very start, Kev, I think if they come out, Celtic will open them up with the talent they've got.
So if you were Rangers manager, you would sit in?
I would, if the first part, I would look to hit them on the counter. It would be very hard to beat for a start, and look to hit the counter. If I seen any vulnerability in Celtic, that is the time where we go for the throats.
Wow. Kev, what do you think? Respond to that.
I'm speechless. That was nothing short of like...
genius.
Absolute genius.
Thank you, Kev.
Why? What, they've won the Sky, are phoning you all the time.
I've got every single part of a pundit you need. Somebody said to me, Paul, you maybe need media training. Media training? I will sit every pundit
you're
doing in that.
Them.
Kev, I will sit every pundit doing in this country, and you're correct, I will tell them how it's done. There's never been anybody to take
for
the media
me,
like
young,
me.
You're a young Craigan.
A young Stevie Craigan. Wow.
Right, Kev.
Tell you what.
That caught me. I did not expect that.
I'm glad that Sky have taken over BT Scottish football.
Me and you next season, yes, please.
Yep.
You're the suits on, I'd love to see. No, I don't, I'm not involved.
You're too big.
So, Kev.
You need to grow your fringe back.
Mate, you're looking great, God. See, with that haircut, there's only so many people can pull it off. And you are pulling it off. You are one of the sexiest
motherfuckers. What do you ask for when you're getting
followed? So this is a zero on the side with a high fade, and then an eight on top cut.
An eight?
An eight, uh-huh.
That looks quite short for an
eight. Never knew.
Right, back to the football. What, if you were Rangers, would you come and have a go straight away, or would you sit in?
To be honest, I have no clue what they would do. No, to be fair.
You're 10 points behind. You need to
you're
come out and have a go
You're 10 points behind, but you can't come out first 5-10 minutes, all guns blazing. You need to get a feel for the game, see what the crowd's like. And like Slaney said incredibly well, if you see an opportunity, you try and capitalise on it. And if they can, you wait until you hear what the crowd, the Celtic crowd, say. Because if they start, because they're a wee bit itchy feet now with how they've been performing lately. So if Rangers can get an edge in the first 10, 15 minutes, the game could go anyway.
Mm. That is the thing about an Old Firm, though, the crowd.
It's the crowd.
If you go down, at home, if you go down, the fans turn and get right on you. So it's going to be very interesting. It is a must win for Rangers.
What's the key battles for you? Great question.
The key battles.
Morelos
and who's going to
play? Benkovic, will it be?
That's massive. If Morelos is I think that's your only chance of getting something if Morelos plays well. I do think so. I think Morelos is that type of player. If he plays, the whole team play. I certainly think that's a key battle.
For me, it'll be Kent against whoever plays right back for Celtic, because I'm not convinced with either Toljan or Lustig.
No, I think Toljan started really well, but he doesn't seem defensively the strongest. So that will be a key battle, but I think with Forrest and McGregor, it's going to be brilliant. It's going to be fascinating to watch. I cannot wait for it.
Right, go then. Predictions, Kev.
Celtic 3-1.
I think Celtic will go up 2-0. And first half, will it be 1? Aye, first half 2-0. The game will get a wee bit nervy. Rangers will get one back, but they'll hold out for a 2-1 victory. 8 in a row.
Wow, lads, your analysis today has been nothing short of spectacular.
Good,
it's been
to
a
be
pleasure
back.
To sit and listen to
great
us.
Great to be back.
Great to be back. There's certainly. We're going to go out now for lunch.
A lunch, right. Where do you want to go? We'll get, we need to get wee Harry as well, won't we?
No, we need to get Tom, Harry, Danny and Max. There's four.
Right, we'll go and get them all.
No thanks.
No, I've got half an hour. Where are we going?
Go for a wee coffee or something like that.
Right,
they get probably a wee thing that we should call a wee bacon roll shop. What's her name? Stopped here many a morning, Springfield Road. Just getting a wee bit of publicity here, you know what I mean?
It's decent.
Bacon rolls are decent.
Right, before we go, anything else you want to get off your chest, or is that us done?
No, I must say, thanks so much to Open Goal.
Are you still watching Sports Scene?
Nah, I ain't interested in that. But listen, I must say, I'm just going to make this very quick, about Open Goal, I think before I came on this show, and I know I've came and I came on and I play up and I act up, and I'm absolutely brilliant, and genius-like, comedy gold, if you like, but I must say, I think people have changed their opinion on me, and it's the most satisfying feeling, because it's horrible when you know you feel that certain people have got this image of you, and you know that. See if you are a scumbag or whatever, and you're a scumbag. Simple as that. I'm certainly no. So it's amazing.
I've got a couple of mates doing the Schnell who are avid listeners to this. Bibsy and Neely.
Bibsy.
Aye, Bibsy.
Is he part of that?
Well, he's called Bibsy because his head shaped like a boob, so that's why he's called Bibsy. And he thinks Slaney is the funniest guy.
Well, that's what you need to do. You need to get Slaney down to Schnell.
Oh, Schnell can deal with Slaney.
But I don't bevy anymore.
No, now do I.
Oh, brilliant. That's telling me.
Good laugh, used to. Right, we'll end on that. Thanks very much for listening.
Thanks, guys.
And we'll see you again next week.
Amazing.